answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
There are numerous reasons why it doesn't apply to Donald Trump. Let me give you the most obvious one. The language, if you look at the actual text, it doesn't actually apply to the former president. And here's why. If you look at it carefully, what it says is if you took an oath to support the Constitution previously as either a state official, a member of Congress, or an officer of the United States, then the disqualification clause applies to you. Donald Trump's never been a state official. He was never a member of Congress. And the U.S. Supreme Court has said that an officer of the United States is someone who is appointed to office, not elected. They first said this in 1888 in the case. They repeated it just a decade ago.
That is Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation, constitutional law expert, talking about the Supreme Court, of course, and the consideration from Colorado to at least hear their case, claiming that they have the right to keep Donald Trump off their ballot. And, of course, other states have been claiming they do too, but they were waiting for the ruling from the Supreme Court from the very beginning today, even watching some of the reaction from the state-controlled media. They were having to acknowledge that the tenor of the court was that they can't keep Trump off based on the arguments they're making. Let's just put aside the actual ruling of the Supreme Court. Let's just look at the issue of what's at stake here. The only thing that is really at stake is not trying to keep a Republican off the ballots in various states, but to keep Donald Trump off. Why would that be? Because all the polls are showing he would easily defeat Biden. Now, you can find some polls that say it's closer than easily. I'll accept that. That's fine. And that's of right now. And, of course, the only poll that really counts is come Election Day. Or as Democrats want to make it, election six-month period. Come on. And, of course, I'd mentioned in the previous hour, and I'll bring it up again here for you, word circulating from NBC quoting sources that Biden's about to make an executive order that will shut down the border. That would take away one of the biggest arguments to get Biden out of office, right? No, do not buy that. I would be glad to have the border shut down. But he does not get into office after letting our country be invaded by millions and then suddenly realizing, we're approaching Election Day, any more than by siphoning from our fuel reserves, our storage emergency reserves, to get oil and gas into the stations to get your prices lower. And the economy, if he could turn a switch and turn it around, he would. But he can't do that part of it. But he's got the next best thing, and that's Janet Yellen out there, blah, 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 blah. Wait till you hear her interview coming up in a few minutes. And Louisiana Senator Kennedy kind of praising her and lavishing love and appreciation on her while he walks her to the pigsty. That's coming up in a few moments. Again, glad to have you on board. Here we are, Feb 8, 2024, the second hour of Larry Connors USA. Back-to-back right here for you, Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. So once you start listening, you don't have to go anywhere. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we're streaming video. Available at News Talk STL, Facebook, Twitter, Rumble, Larry Connors USA, Facebook, Twitter, Rumble, and every platform for podcast. And also reminding you, if you miss any of them, you can easily go back and pull them up at any podcast location. But I would encourage you to use Larry Connors USA Facebook or LarryConnorsUSA.com. They'll all be listed there for you. And when you do that, Again, I really encourage you to share with others. May I take just a moment, by the way, to thank all of you. You're proving to my sponsors, this audience is loyal to my sponsors, those who are willing to stand beside me and help us get this show on the air and pay for it. It's evident to me by the list of sponsors we have, we can cover so many parts of your life. You may not need a new roof every day. You may not need a new car. You may not need a hazardous spill cleaned up at a company. But when you do, you know the sponsors I have on board can take care of it. And you're loyal that you go to them, and on top of that, you end up telling them. That means a lot to me, and it means a lot to them. Thank you. I just want to add that thank you for it. All right, let's go back to Hans von Pekoske talking about the reason these states cannot do this, because they're really trying to, as they have in the Colorado State Supreme Court, taken the Constitution and totally misinterpreted. They really weren't even trying to interpret it. They just had an agenda. And when you have the agenda, hell be bound, full speed ahead, torpedoes loose, we're not going to pay attention to the thing called the Constitution. Well, Hans said, understand this.
What that means for laymen is that Merrick Garland, he's an officer of the United States because he was appointed under Article 2. But if you are elected, you're not considered an officer of the United States. And so, for example, Joe Biden is not an officer of the United States. So under that Supreme Court interpretation of that language, being an officer of the U.S., this doesn't apply to Donald Trump. There's a second big problem. In 1869, in one of the few cases on Section 3, Samuel P. Chase, then Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, said Section 3 is not self-executing. What that means is it can't be enforced until and unless Congress passes legislation to enforce Section 3. They've never done that. And in fact, last year in Arizona, the state Supreme Court threw out a very similar case that had been filed against Representatives Gosar and Andy Biggs, claiming they should be disqualified. And the state Supreme Court upheld a lower court decision that said, look, this isn't self-executing. Congress has never passed any legislation to enforce it. Therefore, no state court has jurisdiction to enforce the act.
So despite that, and Hans von Spakovsky is a constitutional expert for the Heritage Foundation. It also served previously as with the Federal Election Commission, so he knows how the laws of politics and that also work, and he knows how they intertwine and where there's a separation. And as he was cited then, the law that they're trying to use applies only to those who are appointed to office, not elected, as would be the president. Even Joe Biden is immune from being kept off a ballot under this provision. If you want to change it, you got to run it through Congress and get their votes to do it. He said, so far, no one's tried to do that. See, they don't, those who are trying to run this little scam on you, they don't want to deal with the facts. They would rather you smoke and mirrors. They want to pull on you with this deal from the very beginning when the state started saying, we're going to ban Trump. And, of course, it set fire to the Republican Party and conservatives. And, of course, it also set fire to the left and said, all right, we'll burn him at the poll. I mean, we'll put him right there in the middle of it and set him on fire. It'll be Trump of Arc instead of Joan of Arc. We'll burn him at the stake. Well, it's not going to happen. And speaking of Trump directly, I want you to hear how Hans addresses that issue.
Donald Trump has never been convicted or even charged under the federal statute against insurrection or rebellion. That's 18 U.S.C. 2383. He was charged with incitement of insurrection by the U.S. House when they passed their second impeachment resolution. That was one of the charges. He was acquitted in the Senate. So what? We're going to have one county judge, one of 3,000 counties that are going to override what Congress has already done? The final thing is Section 3 has something actually very unique in it. If you look at the final sentence, it says Congress can basically get rid of the disqualifications. They can get rid of Section 3 with a two-thirds vote of each House of Congress. There's nothing like that in any other amendment in the Constitution. What you won't see mentioned, Congress in 1872 passed an Amnesty Act. They got rid of Section 3's disqualifications with certain exceptions. The exceptions were members of Congress who had served in the Congress just before the Civil War and during the Civil War, and a couple of other exceptions. In 1898, they passed a second Amnesty Act that got rid of it entirely. So it's very questionable whether Section 3 even exists anymore.
That's a good question. Does it even exist? Well, of course, the state Supreme Courts were doing their deal, and the U.S. Supreme Court doing its deal. By the way, I have already booked Hans, or trying to book him for tomorrow as a guest in our first hour to go into specifics of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling. The other story getting reaction obviously involves Tucker Carlson interviewing Putin. The state-controlled media, before Tucker ever met with Putin, was already trying to label him a traitor.
One of the leaders of the MAGA GOP is in Moscow tonight. It's the man you see here with the MAGA leader Donald Trump, Tucker Carlson. Possibly there in Moscow to interview Putin. Definitely there as a Putin-supporting celebrity. Just listen to how Russian state media is breathlessly celebrating his visit.
Independent journalist Tucker Carlson has flown to Russia from the U.S. via Turkey to Vnukovo Airport. He saw Spartacus Ballet at the Bolshoi Theater, had lunch in a nice restaurant, went for a ride around town, rode the subway. He charged his smartphone via a USB port and connected to a fast and free Wi-Fi internet.
He charged his phone, although they're knowing the details about the fact that it was during USB port may give him reason to think twice about all of this. But look at them talking about him like a celebrity. Everything he does on camera, breathlessly repeated.
See how she was building him up as the MAGA person's main person, Tucker Carlson, one of their main mouthpieces, and also claiming that he was basically Putin's mouthpiece. Former Illinois Congressman Kinzinger went so far as to say, Tucker Carlson is a traitor. He's a traitor because he goes to interview someone, even if it's an enemy to the U.S. When did we reach that point that you want journalism and you want it to be practiced properly? That means if you get a chance to what we call in the business, you get it, then you go do the interview. Barbara Wawa always got to do things like that. She got the get. She could get somebody no one else would be able to get. Now, why Tucker Carlson? Well, according to Tucker Carlson, he says that really no one else had really apparently wanted to. He said, we're not here because we love Vladimir Putin. We're here because we love the United States and we want it to remain prosperous and free. The other journalists who won't even come look, they're just willing to parrot the Ukrainian propaganda. He said other news outlets didn't even bother trying to interview Putin. Why would that be? Then you got conservative writer Bill Kristol, I mentioned yesterday, said maybe we need a total and complete shutdown of Tucker Carlson re-entering the U.S. To that point, there's been an effort inside the European Union to keep him from having any travel in anywhere in Europe, the European Union. But Hungary is stepping forward to block efforts that would impose sanctions on Tucker Carlson. Socially conservative Hungary has the ability to block the EU from sanctioning Carlson and had confirmed it would do so if you put it up before our council. We're not going to block it. In fact, the Hungarian prime minister wrote, don't bother trying. We won't let it happen. See, the idea is that, well, he'll just be stuck there in Russia. He went in there through Turkey, which is apparently what they thought he'll end up going into Europe somewhere. No, I'm not sure he was ever planning anyway, now or in the future. But knowing Tucker, now that you're trying to do it, he'll probably do it just for spite. And again, CNNN wants you to believe Tucker has no real reason to even be there.
He's a hero. This was Putin's mouthpiece in the United States, somebody who had turned a blind eye to the atrocities committed by Putin because they were happening far away. Once vibrant towns turned to ruins, mass graves with dozens of bodies in the Kyiv suburbs, a theater full of innocent women and children sheltering, bombed despite the giant word children written on the roof, more than 200,000 Ukrainian soldiers killed or injured. And tonight, Putin is trying to seize on the fact that Zelensky's military appears to be in turmoil, capitalizing on a moment of intense American political dysfunction.
American political dysfunction happens every day in this country, right? They can pick any day to do it. That's, again, just more made-up BS for the state-controlled media. Again, I'm not going to say I support Tucker Carlson and everything he does, but I do support ethical journalism. And if you get a chance to make an interview like that, you're going to take it. I am still concerned, of course, about the Wall Street Journal reporter being held in the Kremlin on probably fake charges, claiming he was a spy. So I hope that could be resolved. But then the other issue, of course, is everything centering around Ukraine. This is the first interview Putin has done since Ukraine started with any, quote, Western media. He'd done some prior to that, and it didn't go well in a couple of cases, but Ukraine is still on the table. And Senator Ted Cruz was asked yesterday, okay, you would not go along with the border bill because it had money for Ukraine tied to it, but are you willing to continue to support Ukraine?
My view is it is important that Russia lose, it is important that Putin lose, but it is important and it is more important that we secure our own border and defend our nation. And so my position has been I am more than willing to fund aid to Ukraine. I've voted for every military aid fund bill for Ukraine so far, but I will fund aid to Ukraine after we secure our own border. We will secure Ukraine's border only after America's border is secured. That seems to me a common sense position. It's certainly the position of Texans back home.
There is going to be, I am told, there will be a vote on a separate aid to Ukraine. Will you vote against it?
I will. Every Republican several months ago said in unity, we will not vote to fund additional aid to Ukraine until we solve the border crisis. That was, by the way, Mitch McConnell was one of them, and then what happened is he negotiated a deal that didn't do it, that didn't actually secure the border, but what it did do is give political camouflage to Chuck Schumer and the Democrats. I think that was a grave mistake.
Yeah, and in fact, we're going to deal with what Cruz thinks about Mitch Mitchell staying in the U.S. Senate. Still to come in this hour. Also coming up, Louisiana Senator John Kennedy gets a chance to have the Treasury Secretary in front of him. And when he begins talking to her, she might be expecting a bouquet of roses. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Question, do you know what vermiculite is? It is an insulation in the attics of hundreds of thousands of homes and public buildings. Looks like kitty litter, but often contains asbestos. Wellington Environmental is the largest company in the Midwest that can remove that hazard for you. Wellington has what is called the General, a powerful industrial vacuum that can suck vermiculite out of the attic. Hang on, there's something else you should know. Many of you might qualify for up to a $4,000 rebate. You should at least contact Wellington to see if you qualify. And here's something else. Wellington arrives at the time they give you, not sometime within 4 hours. 314-644-4930. 844-493-0. WellingtonSTL.com. WellingtonSTL.com. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner. Better. Safer. Be well with Wellington.
Talk radio made in St. Louis.
Very excited for what you guys are doing for the St. Louis community.
For St. Louis.
Relevant local talk.
Saying what we are thinking.
This is News Talk STL.
No, you guys are awesome. I love you. And it really, it's a tremendous honor to be on the station.
News, analysis, and opinion.
Thanks for covering the local and
global. People, this is America.
We better open our eyes.
Really local? Really good.
News Talk STL at 101.9, 94.1
and NewsTalkSTL.com.
Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield has some great events coming up this month. Here's one to mark on your calendar. Feb 15, Scott Biancardi from STL Cigars will be hand-rolling smokes right there in front of you. Feb 15, plus Stolock whiskey tasting, all happening at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. I'm often in for a smoke. If I'm there, make a point to introduce yourself. And for more events, follow Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook.
Hey, St. Louis, my name is Rob Carter. My new primetime show will explore the collaboration between corrupt media and our corrupted political system. From manipulated elections, open borders, mandated medicines, and unconstitutional lockdowns, what is going on? The Rob Carter Show. Let's talk about it on The Rob Carter Show. Join me weeknights from 8 to 10 p.m. on News Talk STL.
Rob Carter, live and local, weeknights at 8 on News Talk STL. This is News Talk STL.
I can feel my face when I'm with you. My love is, and I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary. Well, what deep in love, yes, I know.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I think you're what cool looks like. You're a good sport to go out every day and try to defend Bidenomics. It's like trying to defend a fungal infection. Bidenomics is really just paying more to live worse, isn't it?
You know, there was Senator John Kennedy talking to Janet Yellen, former Federal Reserve Secretary, President, and now Treasury Secretary. And he begins by saying, I think you're what cool looks like. Yeah, well, thank you, Senator. Yeah, I admire you going out there every day. Well, thank you, Senator. Defending Bidenomics. I guess I thank you, Senator. I'm thinking what's going through her head as he begins the questioning. But I love that open. I think you're what cool looks like. Probably everybody on the Democrat side said, what's wrong with him? Does he know he's looking at Janet Yellen? Does he know that she's sitting there? You know, he knew exactly what he was doing. I got to tell you something about those in the South. Many of you may know this already. But it's the kind of the thing that, and I have a lot of good lawyer friends, so let's don't pick on lawyers. I might need one before I'm done here. If you meet a country lawyer and he says, well, I'm just a country lawyer. I don't do a lot of big things. I'm just a country lawyer. And you better check your wallet before you leave. That's a story going around. It's a story. Somebody will be lining up to sue me. I got other country lawyers that come right back at you. But when Kennedy starts out like that, it looks like it's going to be a nice, easy little discussion for Janet Yellen to support, again, Bidenomics. I want to show you or reveal to you a Gallup poll released today. It begins, actually, it's written up in a Breitbart piece, so I can understand why they kind of put this top on it. So I always try to give you the source. I don't try to hide that from you. And you can go and look it up and see if I quoted it correctly. And if I misquoted, then call it to my attention. But they begin with feeling satisfied with your life? That's a pretty big question, isn't it? if that's how they begin this article. Feeling satisfied with your life? You need a Coca-Cola? No, they don't say that. They go on to say, if you answer no, then you have plenty of company. So it's a story built around the article and the facts of the Gallup poll. Then they state less than half of Americans, less than half, say they are very satisfied with the way things are going in their personal lives. That's, again, according to that Gallup poll. Revealing the disappointment level in Biden's America hitting such a low figure for just the third time in more than two decades than any other president. 47% of U.S. adults expressing high satisfaction with their lives has edged down 3 points over the past year. It is only 1 point higher than the 2011 record low for the trend at that time under Barack Obama. Oh, but he inherited his issues from Bush, remember? Yeah, we heard that for 6 years. I inherited it from Bush. 6 years before he began to take responsibility for what he was doing. But it points out here that the 46% reading in 2011, again, was when the country was still recovering from 2007-2009 recession. You remember what happened in 2008. Housing market, everything went upside down because the government was rushing out to protect the banks that cannot be allowed to fail, not the American public. And a lot of homeowners got really slapped around, would be a polite phrase, because of that. This combined, again, according to the Gallup poll, 78% of U.S. adults who are now satisfied, very or somewhat, with their lives is well below the trend average of 84% since 79 and the lowest since 2011. Now, this is key here. This is showing that this happens with Americans across all key demographic subgroups that are at least somewhat satisfied, but only a few groups have majority say they're very satisfied. And this includes those with annual household incomes of $100,000 or more, married adults, those who attend religious services regularly, college graduates, Democrats, those aged 55 and older. Now, I know when I'm throwing a lot of numbers at you like this, it's very hard to follow on the radio. Let me call it down to just the very basics again. And that is, less than half of Americans say they are very satisfied with how things are going in their personal lives. And I will tell you, for when you ask that question of many, they may or may not look at their finances and their financial situation. They're just looking about family, health, everything beyond that. If you made it specifically economy and your finances, I would imagine the number could go up. And in fact, I know it has on other surveys. But again, as Louisiana Senator Kennedy began addressing Treasury Secretary Yellen in a congressional hearing, he was offering that praise in the beginning, but he said at the end, he said, isn't it true where we are with Bidenomics? I want him to repeat that and then give her a chance for a response.
Bidenomics is really just paying more to live worse, isn't it?
I certainly wouldn't agree with that characterization. Bidenomics first tried to address the pain that households were experiencing because of the pandemic and to help them survive it. Small businesses, households, people who had lost their jobs, to prevent the kind of scarring we saw after the financial crisis. And as the economy began to recover, and we quickly, of all advanced countries that experienced the pandemic, no country has done better than the United States in quickly having a labor market recovery, resuming growth, and we have the largest real wage increases of any advanced country. And then medium term, Bidenomics is focused on helping middle class families lead better lives, address the problems that they have.
Oh, my God, it went on and blah, 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 blah. Did you get anything out of that? Listen, I had to listen to it to begin with and make a decision on what I'm going to use, how I'm going to use it. And I wanted her to have her full response, because when Senator Kennedy says, isn't it true, Bidenomics is just living harder, paying more to live worse. I let her have all that time to blah, 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 blah. Bring the vomit pail in at this point, will you? But Kennedy, once she finished blah, 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 had this retort.
Good try. These high prices are here to stay, aren't they? These high, let me amend that, Madam Secretary. These high prices caused by Bidenomics are here to stay, aren't they?
Well, the high prices were not caused by Bidenomics. We suffered a pandemic that resulted in severe dislocations.
Yes, ma'am, but if I could ask you, they're here to stay, aren't they?
I don't expect the level of prices to go down, but the rate of inflation...
So they're here to stay.
Well, some prices will be higher than they were before the pandemic and will stay higher, but wages have risen considerably, and the pace of price increases has now receded. Over the last 6 months, the measure of inflation the Fed focuses on has been running exactly at
8%. But if your wages...
And wages are going up.
If you don't get a pay raise, you're screwed.
Nail it down, Senator. Put it right there. Yes, the wages, the prices will remain high. They'll remain high. But with wages going up, you should be better. But as the senator put it succinctly, if you don't get a pay raise, you are screwed. That is something we all understand. Aside from percentages of inflation or this or that or anything else, everything he listed for showed up by 30, 40% or more, everything from butter to gasoline. And is anyone's wage going up 30 or 40%? That's a good question, Larry, but not mine. Well, neither is mine either, but we're working on it. And here's something else that Kennedy was able to pin down Yellen, and she didn't want to admit it, but the facts are there.
It'll take a recession to get these prices down.
Well, we don't have to get the prices down because wages are going up, and a metric that is worth knowing is that the median American house worker
You don't think we need to get these prices down? You think it's okay that bacon's up 20% under President Biden? Chicken's up 23.5%. Coffee's up 30%. Gas is up 44%. New cars and trucks are up 20% because people can't afford that's used cars, because people can't afford a new car. They're up 24% under Bidenomics. You don't think we need to get these prices?
Wages are also up, and wages are up.
They're not
more.
Up 24%. They're not up 27%. They're not up 23%. They're not up 31%.
I'm sorry, but what is...
People are really getting good at barely getting by because of Bidenomics.
That's exactly right. But if you listen to their mouthpiece, first thing she said, we will have to live with these higher prices. No, we don't. No, we don't. And it begins by a change of leadership from the White House all the way through Congress where it's needed. And yet, here comes Biden considering maybe shutting the border. Are you serious, Larry? Yes, I am.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
I'm always glad to have new sponsors, but I have turned some down. See, I only endorse clients if I believe in them. And I've been a spokesman for John Beal for 10 years. Through those years, listeners said they went with John Beal because they trusted me. And just recently, a woman named Mary wrote, "We got a John Beal roof based on your recommendation." Thank you, Mary, and all the others for calling John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Sometimes you want to do something extra special for someone. Vincent's Jewelers could help you. Maybe you want to do something for yourself. Mark a date, something you accomplished. It doesn't have to be anything really expensive, but it has to mean something, now and for the future. Vincent's, locally owned, just asked for the chance to work with you, as they have with me. On Olive, just east of 270. Every day, new specials at vincentsjewelers.com or Vincent's Facebook.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
I have a personal story about why I trust McGuire Moving and Storage. A relative needed to escape an unhealthy relationship. Josh, Christine, and the McGuire team were understanding, even comforting. That's why I'm honored to endorse McGuire. Since 1935, McGuire's been moving and caring for families. So, moving a home, office, local, or long distance, McGuireMoving.com. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I don't need the pills you take, just feel the spirit moving. Brother, I ain't slept in days, all without the drugs you use. Help me for the builder's use, use me for the Great Commission. As it was and always will, as it is, I'm here to witness. Old time screaming and shouting.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
NBC News is now suggesting that the president will issue executive orders to halt the flow or stem the flow. In other words, he's going to do what you wanted him to do, and he's going to take the credit. Because if that flow slows down, he'll come right in there and say, look what we did. We fixed it.
Well, Stuart, I'll believe it when I see it, but he caused this problem. So let's just review a little bit of history. When Joe Biden came into office, he inherited the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. Under President Trump, we had made enormous progress securing the border, and all Joe Biden had to do was not screw it up. Instead, what did he do? He deliberately, on day one, broke the border.
He broke it. But now he's going to fix it. And you're supposed to accept that that's okay now because he fixed it. And why would Joe Biden be considering stepping in with an executive order, shutting the border down? What is this month? Oh, yeah, this is the second month of this year. When are the elections? Oh, that would be November. Some simple ciphering says, what, less than 10 months away? If he shuts the border and we stop this invasion coming across, and he say, look, I shut the border because the Republicans failed to do so. The Republicans have been trying, and conservatives and Democrats have been trying to do it since you came in, and you broke it. Just because you mend it back together, you don't get credit because you started it. Like kid in the back seat. He touched me first. No, I didn't. She touched me first. You don't get to play that stupid little game, Joe. You can try, and you got members of your side that'll buy into it. He is considering taking executive action to deter illegal immigration, and that's the way it's written by CNNN. Illegal migration. I said immigration, they say migration. But they did add the word illegal. But, of course, there are those who say, Whoa, wait a minute. This is going to upset those progressives, the squad, the one we've been telling him to turn his back on. Even Democrats have been telling him you can't continue to link yourself to them and bow down to them. But the problem is many blue city mayors, blue state governors are saying, we need more help. We need more help. We need more help. Send us more help for the federal government to deal with these illegals, migrants. And there is no more money from the federal government. Well, there could be, but it's not a matter of money. It's a matter of will. And just sending the money to help them house more and feed more, that's not going over well. This bill that they put forward the other day and has been going into action in New York City, where they're going to give every migrant in the city a $1,000 debit card to be used for food and diapers only. It's a rechargeable card. When they use that $1,000 up, they can do it again, but it's only going to be for those items. How many of those you think are going to be sold off and used for other items and are go buy the food and everything and sell it at a black market price, take that money, and go do something else? I mean, it's all kinds of ways to get around that. The state of Illinois found that out in a News 4 investigation we'd done decades ago, how their cards they were giving out to those on in need, and I'm all about helping those on need, but you give them something like that, some of them are going right to Vegas and using the cards out there for gambling and other things. I find a way around it. But if Biden's going to win, he's got to get some of the support he's lost back, even among Democrats. So that was Stuart Varney bringing up that issue that NBC broke the other day, and with Ted Cruz responding, let's continue the discussion.
Let me quote from the Wall Street Journal editorial board. Here we go. The death of the border deal is a bloody-minded operation by Mr. Trump and his allies to flog border chaos through November and, if possible, bring down Mitch McConnell as Senate GOP leader. End quote. Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, joins me now and no doubt heard exactly what I just said. Mr. Senator, Republican chaos helps the president, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't at all. And this border deal was misguided from the beginning. Why is that? Because this deal was drafted by the Democrats. It was negotiated with the Democrats, and it was designed not to secure the border.
No, it was never designed to secure the border. It was a farce that they kept under wraps as long as they could, and then they finally had to present it. And when they did, everybody saw how the trick was done. We all know who was behind the green curtain. Senator Cruz continues explaining the reality.
It was designed to take Joe Biden's open borders and put it into law. This bill on its face codified open borders. This bill on its face codified catch and release. This bill on its face normalized 1.8 million illegal aliens a year. That would be 6 million illegal aliens over the 3 years of Joe Biden's presidency. We've in fact had 9.6 million illegal aliens. And so what Senate Republican leadership was basically saying is we're for two-thirds of Joe Biden's open borders. That was really foolish. Not only that, this bill gave illegal aliens lawyers paid for by the tax funds, and it also gave them immediate work permits. This was a bad bill, okay. which is why they kept the text secret for months.
Okay.
They released it Sunday night, and within 24 hours, the bill was dead because Republicans understood they couldn't support a bill that leaves the border open.
It wasn't a bill. It was a joke. Mirrors and smoke. Since Biden went into office, he immediately started doing everything he could to cause issues. Stop building the wall. Stop the Remain in Mexico policy. Restart the catch and release program. And, of course, the Biden White House is dominated by pro-migration zealots, as it's labeled here in an article written by, I think this is Politico. No, probably not. Must be. I don't have the source on here. I would imagine could be Breitbart. I go through a lot of different sources, but I try to keep you updated on. But I agree with what they're saying. Pro-migration zealots at the White House, including Border Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas. who spoke at the Aspen Institute July 2022. He's Cuban-born. He said, I am to a great extent aligned with the expectations of the immigrant community. Okay. Those who have come legally, yeah. And he adds, immigration law needs to be changed if it does not either meet our highest ideals or actually proves to be functional in the service of those ideals. He said that just a year ago. Every time they throw in, immigration has been broken for decades and decades. Okay, we can deal with that. But you shut the border first, and then we start breaking down the rest of it. They don't want to do that. And you heard it mentioned that Mitch McConnell, on behalf of the Republicans, was working with Chuck Schumer of the Democrats to kind of craft this farce they were going to shove over on us. So the question for Senator Ted Cruz, isn't it about time that Mitch McConnell be booted out?
I think it is well past time. I think there have been a lot of enormous mistakes, but this mistake was the worst. And throughout this battle, he goes out, and what he is saying is benefiting Chuck Schumer and the Democrats. Why did Chuck Schumer do this misguided border deal? He knew that he wasn't going to give in on anything to actually secure the border. The reason he did it is Schumer wanted this to fail. Why? Because every single Democrat running for office, every Democrat Senate candidate, every Democrat House candidate is now out saying, gosh, I wanted to secure the border, but the mean old Republicans wouldn't let us. And that was spectacularly stupid. And what's frustrating, Stuart, Mitch McConnell is saying the exact same thing that Chuck Schumer is. I think that is malpractice for the leader of a party in the Senate.
Absolute malpractice, and every reason that he should be gone. I'm looking at a couple stories I want to share before we get off this immigration issue. There's an illegal alien who was released in the U.S. from the southern border through the Joe Biden parole pipeline. That's what they've been doing, you know. They catch them, they say, okay, well, we're going to go ahead and let you go in kind of under a parole program. And in 2023, they have allowed more than 745,000 border crossers and illegals into your community. Then that one number, 740,000, that population of those is exceeding 2 months of births in the U.S. And I'll remind you, the illegals who come in under whatever provision or no provision, if they have a child here, the child is a U.S. citizen. But this guy who got released, he is now charged in Pennsylvania, yeah, not near the border, in Pennsylvania with killing a young mother and her 3-year-old daughter in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, which has billed itself as a sanctuary county, safe for you, for illegals, not safe for this mother and her 3-year-old daughter. And speaking about American deaths at the hands of illegals, you know what Alejandro Mayorkas said the other day in a long profile by the Washington Post? He said, American deaths at the hands of illegals, quote, should not be politicized. Should not be politicized. Am I politicizing it by reporting what I just did? It's a fact. Now, whether or not this guy carried out the killing needs to be determined. But a mother and her daughter are dead, and I, just by reporting it, I'm politicizing it? No, you politicize it when you let everybody in. All right, let me turn subjects before I go too far with this and some of my thoughts and say things I will never be allowed back on the air. They're in my head, though. I want you to know I'm thinking about them. You know who Karl Rove is? He served, of course, as a staff advisor, deputy staff, chief of staff for George W. Bush. Now he's a GOP analyst. He's not a Trumper. He also had to work with Obama some while he was in that position. And he considers Obama very smart. That's fine. But I want you to hear something. if you just suggest to Karl Rove that Michelle Obama might team up with Joe Biden, whoa, Katie, bar the door.
She hates politics. You read her autobiography. She didn't want her husband to run for the state Senate. She didn't want him to run for the president. She is not a political animal. And besides, look, Barack Obama was my charge at the White House. I dealt with him for 3 years. He's a smart guy. He would know that if Michelle Obama woke up tomorrow and said, you know what, I've decided after a life of hating politics, I want to be the vice presidential running mate or run for president, people would say, you know what, that's Barack trying to get a third term as president, and they wouldn't go for it. But the starting point is she hates politics. This is a weird obsession of a conspiratorial right, and it's just lunacy, pure lunacy. I had to deal with this in 2020 when this was running through the President Trump's reelection campaign. They thought somehow or another Biden was going to be pushed aside by Obama. Andrew Cuomo was going to be the Democratic candidate, and his running mate was going to be Michelle Obama. And you know, I told the Trump people, including the president himself, this is sheer utter lunacy. Starting with the fact she hates politics. Period. She loves the life she's got.
Yeah, she don't want to get back in there. And plus, if she did and she lost, how would that look? And a Gallup poll released yesterday found that the Democrat Party's wide lead over Republicans in Black Americans' party preferences, which they think that would help bring in more of the Black vote as well, even if Kamala's off, if you got Michelle there. Democrat Party's wide lead over Republicans and Black Americans' party preference has shrunk by nearly 20 points over the past 3 years. Let me see, 1 to 3 years. That's been since Biden's been in office. How about that? And this same Gallup survey found that the Democrats' leads among Hispanic adults and adults aged 18 to 29 have slid nearly as much, showing Democrats now holding only a modest edge among both groups. Again, in the last 3 years. Let me see. Remind me again, who's been president? Oh, yeah, Biden. And it continues on this Gallup poll, an analysis of it says, Democrats were at parity with Republicans among men as recently as 2009, and among non-college-educated adults as recently as 2019. They are now in the red with both groups. Gallup stated these shifts are a backstory for how Democrats went from enjoying significant leads over Republicans between 2012 and 2021 to slight deficits in 2022 and 2023, and where are we going to be here in 2024? There's nothing in here that looks good for Democrats in general, much less Joe Biden. Now, if he decides to carry out an executive order and close the border, a lot of Democrat mayors and governors will be very happy, and members of Congress who are up for reelection, that would be every member of the House and a third of the Senate, if they are on the Democrat side and they've been all about open borders. Whew! He took that off our back. We don't have to deal with that. We say, well, no, we closed the border. The Republicans opened the border. They did not open the border. But they're going to lie that, make that part of the campaign as well. And that's why those of you who are listening to this program are so much smarter than those who don't. But I know you know a lot of friends and family that need to be hearing this program. Make sure they do. Coming up next, Rob Carter. And I remind you of our pledge, one nation under God.